neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Song that everybody sings on Shabbat is called Bar Yochai. You know the song? Bar Yochai Nimshachta Ashrecha. You know the song? Yeah, it's a very deep song. So first of all, we say in this song, Bar Yochai Nimshachta. Nimshachta, this procedure, it only takes place for king, for the Melech and Kohen Gadol. So it's called Shemin Hamishcha. There's a tzaddik, it's called Abraham Levi. Yeah, but this song is a very, very deep song. So we're just gonna touch a few points about this song. So first of all, the first question is that he's pointed out that he was poured the Shemin HaMishcha. So the quote of this oil, special oil, was that they would pour over the head of the king and Kohen Gadol. So what would this oil do if he was short? Make him very tall. And he was not handsome, make him handsome. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was not neither king or Kohen Gadol. But here he says that he was moshech by Shemen HaMishcha. And then he says, Tzitz Nezer HaKodesh, that he was wearing the forehead band. The Kohen Gadol, when he would go to service of Yom HaKippurim, he would wear. But there's no such a thing. So here, explain that actually, when we start Sefirat HaOmer, so then there are Sefirot, the Fi Kabbalah, we went through Sefirot every day. So every week, like Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, so there's seven steps, that is 7 weeks, we try to purify themselves. So till Shavuot. So now, like Ba'omer, the 33rd day of the Omer is called Sefirat Hod. And Hod Behod, you see in your Sidurim, the 33rd day of the Omer is related to Hod Shebehod. So now, the title of the Beit HaMikdash is Hod Vehadar Bimkomo. So Beit HaMikdash is called Hod, glory. And also Aharon HaKohen, when you go through the Ushpizin of the Sukkot, because Moshe is Netzach, and then Aharon is Hod. So here we see Beit HaMikdash is Hod. And also Aharon HaKohen was Hod. So here, it's very interesting that the 33rd day of the Omer is the Sefirah that is Hod Shebehod. So actually, it relates to Beit HaMikdash and Kohen Gadol. So now, in the song of the Bar Yochai, we say, Nimshachta Ashrecha, Sitz Nezer HaKodesh Lavashta. So what is that supposed to mean? So we see, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the counting of the Omer, and the 33rd of the Omer, we Hod Shebehod. So Beit HaMikdash and Kohen Gadol also is Hod Behod. So Rashbi, as we say in the Mizmor that we sing on Shabbatot, say Bar Yochai Nimshachta Ashrecha Tzitz Nezer HaKodesh Avashta. So that's why we see that on the, you follow the Lam Naseach, right? The Lam Naseach that we follow every night. Right, so the numbers on the Lam Naseach started from every night. So now the 33rd word here on Lam Naseach, which word it is? is Elohim. Yeah. So now that means tomorrow is Hod Shebehod and the Elohim. I'm saying? No. So we'll see now. So now here, the Gemara says that Rashbi said, I can exempt the whole Olam from punishment. Yes. So now here, Elohim, how do you write Elohim? Aleph, Lamed, He, Yud, Mem. Right? So now, the Rashi Tevot Elohim, that is the Sefirah of the 33rd days of the Omer, is Ani Yachol Liftor Kol HaOlam Mimidat HaDin. So the Rashi Tevot Elohim, that's what exactly Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said. So that means the Sefirah of the Hod Behod, that is Beit HaMidrash and Kohen Gadol, it relates to Rashbi Alav Shalom.
So they could purify the whole Olam.
So Rashbi Alav Shalom, as we see the Gemara says, in his time, never they saw rainbow. Because anytime that you see rainbow, that means Ribono Shel Olam is? So now in the time of Rashbi, they never saw rainbow. Why? Because that's what we see. That the word on Lamnaseach is Elohim. Why? Because the Rashi Tevot, Ani Yachol Liftor Kol HaOlam Mimidat HaDin. And that is Hod Behod, that means the Beit HaMikdash and Kohen Gadol. So now here, where is Rashbi is buried? Where is he buried? Which part? Miron. So now Miron is Rashi Tevot, actually the same letters of Rimon. Rimon means pomegranate. So now here we see when Kohen Gadol would enter the Kodesh Kodeshim, he should be, yeah, he has Pamon Verimon, he had to have on his thing. But why? Why Kohen Gadol needed that the pomegranate to be attached to his? No, Rimon doesn't make noise. No. The bell makes noise. Yeah. So why? Because the Gemara says, Afilu Poshe Israel Meleim Mitzvot Karimon. So he says in the Gemara that even Poshe Israel, the sinners, they are full of Mitzvot like pomegranate. So now Rashbi is buried in Miron, that is Otiot Rimon. Why? Because Rashbi said, even the sinners, I can exempt them from punishment. Because he had such a power that even to protect the Poshe Am Yisrael. Yeah. So now here is brought in Sefer HaKodesh that tonight and tomorrow is exactly like Yom HaKippurim. That means and Sheva Be'adar is suggested to fast. We said Tachanunim. But right now, at Mincha time, and tomorrow, there's no Tachanunim. But why? Because at the time of when Moshe Avraham Shalom passed away, many halachot and mishnayot was forgotten. Right? But at the time that Rashbi passed away, Shefa of the Chochmah was downloaded on earth. So that's why, unlike Ba'omer, we have such a big simcha. And not only that, whoever that study his work, that is Zohar HaKadosh, is brought that he brings such a geula for himself and for Am Yisrael. And that's why the petirato of the tzaddik is called hilula. What is hilula means?
Hallelujah.
No, hilula.
Hilula Hashem.
Hilula.
Aliyah.
Hilula. Hilula. Hilula means wedding. And Hilula means Chatan. Why? Why? When the Tzaddik passes away, they call it Hilula. Because when Chatan goes under the chupa, Ken Yirbo, what's going to happen to Chatan? Mechaperim ro kol avonotam. So now that's why when the tzaddik leaves this olam, the day is called Hilula. Why? Because by going to the tzaddik becomes the intermediate that mechaper kol avonotam am Yisrael. שבזכות להשפיע עליו שלום, השפרחו, יזכה אותנו בישועה, גאולה שלמה, בריאות איתנה, רפואה שלמה, לכל עולם ישראל, נזכה בעזרת השם, בישועה בעזרת השם, בקרוב.
Koila nishomote, halel kohaleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.